Gang, it's time to plan a year. Let's give this a tiny bit of context to help make this process really, really easy. Just to give you a bit of a heads up, today's going to work like this. I'm going to talk for 5 minutes and give you kind of what you need to know. Then we're going to do a little bit of work together, getting the ingredients for next year ready for maybe 20 minutes. And then I'm going to step you through how to turn all that into a one-year calendar plan. Is that all right? Give me a nod if that's cool. So a little bit of context, a little bit of setup, and then we're going to just roll up our sleeves. We're going to give you some time, and Rebecca and I are going to be here to help you through the process. Amazing. All right, let's do this. Here's how this matters. If you don't have a plan for next year now, then what ends up happening is you end the year feeling a little bit out of control, and when you start next year, you don't have a great plan. How many of you guys are going to take a little bit of time off this break? Just give us a wave if you are. Yeah. Some of you are going to work the break, and that's okay. Some of you guys are going to take the break, and that's fantastic as well. In Australia, most of us are going to have a couple of weeks off at least because it's our big summer holidays. New Zealand's the same. What happens is if you don't have a plan for the year, you bump around the year getting distracted by shiny objects. And what happens is this. If you chase shiny objects a lot, by the end of the year, you land in this place where, dude, I feel completely out of control. Like I'm not master of my own destiny. I'm being kind of being pushed in different directions and I'm off balance. Does anyone felt a little bit like that this year? Just give me a nod if you have. Yeah. Okay. That's super normal. And so it's pretty natural at this time of the year to be feeling hopeful about next year. I reckon every single person in this room and in your prospect list is thinking, man, this year was a good year. I got lots of what I wanted to get done, but not everything. It was great. Maybe it was better than I hoped, but for most people, it'll be, you know, less than they hoped, but hopefully kind of on the close side of that. And they hope that next year's better. Hope's great, but it's not a strategy. And so hope is really just another way of saying, well, it could go either way. You know, it could be great or it could be less than great. Rebecca, I can see a couple of people in the waiting room. If you can make sure that they come in nice and easy, that'd be awesome. Yeah, they're addicted to hopium, and there's nothing bad about hopium, except that it's not a great way to run your business or plan your world. So instead of feeling it off balance, like maybe you did a bit this year, what we want instead is that you are completely in the driver's seat, that you know where you're going. You've got your kind of dashboard in front of you. You've got the track in front of you, and you're just going to drive it. Today, what we want to do is we want to map out a pathway to profit, a really simple path from here's where I am. Here's how I want next year to look different in terms of money and clients for sure, but also team and also like enjoyment. I don't know about you, but I've had a few years ago before I got hip to this where it felt like, you know, business was good, but life was just a bit hard. You know, I was working a bit hard in the business and I wasn't enjoying it as much as I could have or should have. And so what we want is a pathway to profit. Number one, that we make more money. Number two, that we do great work with our clients. We can give clients a bunch of confidence, but also that we've already baked in the fun stuff, you know, the travels or the adventures or the time with family or the time to recharge and refresh. I want you to feel super certain about next year so that next year, instead of like, it could go either way, we're just going to crush it. If that sounds okay with you, then into the chat, please let me know why you're here today, why you want to preload your year. Ready, set, go. Why? Make it epic, make it easy. Mm-hmm. I love both of those. Less stress. More focus, more fun. Yeah. Contribute more, maximize January. Mm-hmm. Less but better. That's the mantra. Yep. More focus, more flow. Yeah, these are great. So let's do this. I'm gonna give you five keys right now. These are in your PDF. Just take some notes underneath them. They're pretty straightforward. Here's the first one. And this is really just a frame up. Your cash flow follows your calendar. This is the big idea. Cash flow follows your calendar. There's a quote that's often attributed to Peter Drucker, but it's actually by this guy here, Alan Kay. And he said, the best way to predict the future is to create it. What I love about that is we're not like prognosticating and hoping things come true. We're deciding what we want and we're making it happen. I think Steph Tuss said before, asking for what you want. That's what we're doing this year. We're asking for what we want about next year. And then we're going to simply, if that's what I want, what does my calendar need to look like to make that happen? Your cash flow follows your calendar. So if you want the money to go up, and I suggest most of us do, if we want the money to go up, let's put a few things into the calendar that make that happen. You feel me? You feel me? That's my close-up shot. Let's go back out here. Nice. You see that? I've got buttons for everything. This is awesome. Second big idea. So the best way to predict the future is to create it. What our job is this. I don't know if this has ever happened to you recently, but there's something that happens where we make a plan and, you know, we're doing okay. We're doing our thing. We're kind of in the process and the kind of the lag time between I've made a decision, started taking action, and when the results kick in. So there's a little bit of a lag time between those two things. And then you hear about this great new strategy. Like, oh, that's so amazing. I'm going to do that. And we go off this way and we end up bouncing around like a pinball in a pinball machine. And so what we want to do instead, if we do our job right today, what's really going to happen is we're going to think once. We're going to spend an hour and a half today thinking about what we want to have happen. And really, we're going to lay down a set of train tracks for the next year. And the goal with the train tracks is really simple. We're going to lay them down. What I love about trains is they go in the direction they're told, unlike coaches. And so what our job is to decide the train tracks, and then next year we're going to follow them. So you can jump in the driver's seat next year, assuming that a train has a driver's seat, and press the go button, because clearly I've driven lots of trains and that's how they work. We're going to press the go button and we're just going to travel down the path that we set. Now, obviously, if there's a massive change in the world, like what happened with COVID or whatever, we can adapt, we can pivot, we're smart like that. But really good to have a set of train tracks laid out that we can just follow. My friend Dale Beaumont, who actually I learned this planning process through spending a couple of nights at an Italian over a few years. Every December I'd get together with him at this pizza shop. Trying to remember what it was called, it doesn't really matter. At this pizza shop, and we'd just sit down with a calendar and we'd map out his year and my year using this process. He says that commitment to the strategy is often more important than the strategy itself. And so what we're going to do is lay out a set of tracks and we're going to follow them. Is this making sense so far? Better than bouncing around. Much better than bouncing around. So think once. Number three, we're going to milestone the money making. In your business, there are lots of things that we do, lots of things we could do, but there's a handful of things that really bring in the bucks. It could be an event that you run. It could be a launch that you do. It could be a weekly client machine cadence or rhythm that we run. There's a few big things which generate the sales opportunities and the conversions. And we want to make sure that those things are put in. Steve Covey, I'm not going to tell the story because hopefully you're, by the way, let's just do a quick test. Have you heard Stephen Covey or someone else tell the big rocks first metaphor? Just type a one into the chat if you have, and two if you haven't. Yeah, of course you have, because we all tell it to our clients because it's true. Yeah. So with this, if you haven't, to Google Stephen Covey big rocks and you'll be up to speed in no time at all. With this process, we want to put a couple of big things into your calendar, the big rocks. And the big rocks really are, number one, the money-making activities. And number two, the stuff that makes life great. For me personally, that's usually travel. Travel and adventures. And so we want to put those things in first. And then second, we're going to put in, if we put in the money making, which is usually kind of marketing or sales related, then we're going to, if that's the rocks, then we'll put in the pebbles. And what are the pebbles? They're the things we need to do to keep the promise that marketing just made, the deliverables. And then we're going to put in the sand, all of the kind of the administrative kind of maintenance stuff that, the cadence for culture and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to do big rocks first so that life is sorted and money is sorted. And we'll put in the other stuff around. Is that cool? Big picture, they're the three big steps. Understand that the best way to create the predict the future is to create it. Number two, lay some train tracks. And number three, put in the big rocks first and build around it. They're the first three. Once we've done that, there's two. I apologize. Does anyone know how to turn an Apple Watch off? I'm new to it. Oh, there we go. I just figured that out. But yeah, I'm winning at life today. Once we've made a plan, then we're going to do a quick stress test. And the stress test is number one, if I run my calendar, if I run my year the way that my plan said, do I get what I want? Yes, no. If it's a yes, amazing. If it's a no, let's make some tweaks. Number two, if I run my year the way that my calendar says and I get what I want, do I die? Or is it sustainable? That's a stress test. Like, do I get what I want? And do I do it in a way that's sustainable? If the answer is yes, then we're good. If not, we'll make some tweaks. And then fifth, once we've got this, then we've got a plan so that next year when we start, we can just put our horse blinkers on and just kind of follow the plan instead of getting distracted by others. So what I would love to know from you is, out of these five big ideas, what's most helpful for you and why? Just take a minute. Don't just tell me which one. Which one of those is most helpful / why would be super great. Thank you. Rebecca, what's the word?
Aaron says, putting in the big rocks now and building a life by design.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. Commitment to strategy, more important than strategy itself. Think once because I rethink and get paralyzed.
Yes.
Ben says yes to think once. Idea of free time, pre-planning life goals. Is it sustainable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this. So, Rebecca, Mike shared with you a slightly updated version of the book. If you've got the version that's in the calendar, it's completely fine. There's just one typo, and I'm a bit anal and OCD, so I had the team change it. If you can get the updated link for anyone who doesn't currently have the book, if you've got one already, just use what you got. And there's like one typo, and it wigs my head out. Team, grab that right now. Got it. Yeah, that takes you to Basecamp, our internal software. Just click that and then click download. And as soon as you got it, just type ready into the chat, please. Tim, you're all over it. Super good. Let's do this. Okay. So we're going to do this big rocks process, and it's going to start with, there's two things. They're both important. It's going to start with money, and then we'll go to life. Frankly, they're both big rocks, but we're going to do money because it's going to be the game that we're mostly here to play together, if that's okay. So let's do this. I'd like you to scroll down a couple of pages, page 5, I think it is in the book, to Big Rocks, the Moneymaker. So what we've got here on the left-hand side is this year, and then the right-hand side is going to be how do we want things to look this time next year. So let's do the left-hand side first, the this year. These are just for you, no need to type into the chat. Right here, what's current monthly revenue up to? Just pop that into your sheet. That should be a pretty quick number. Yep. How many clients are we working with right now? Amazing. So maybe we're at, 40K. And we've got 22 clients. Nice. Okay, 3 days. How many actual days off, not thinking about work, not doing a little bit of work in the morning and then taking the afternoon off? How many actual free days do you take per month right now? Yes, weekends count. Let's say this is a hardworking coach, probably American or Russian. Not, they're not taking days. If it was Russian, it'd be 6 minutes. Okay. By the way, just out of curiosity, please, into the chat, how many free days do you take per month right now? 5.
5, nice.
Not many, says Adrian. 12, that's more like it. 16. Ha ha, there we are. 2.5 a week. Love it. 4, 2, 6. 4 weeks a year. Okay. Is that number okay? Yes, if I'm stoked. No, if I could use a change. What more? Okay, great. Let's build that in. So let's have a look on the right-hand side. We're just going to do a game of how do I want it to be different? So I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock right now. What do you want these three numbers to look like this time next year? Ready, set, go. Okay. So we know how we've ended this year and how we want next year to be different. My hunch is that all of the numbers on the right-hand side are better than the numbers on the left. Is that true? Yeah, good call. Just to make sure we're doing it right. Yeah, I want my business to go down the toilet and I want to work my guts out. Great plan. Okay. So let's talk about the money-making. The money-making is the thing that brings in the cash for you. Steph, I know you're here. One of the things that brings in the cash for you are these events. And there might be, you know, two different kinds of events. For some of you guys, it's you make all of your money in, or a lot of your money in launches. That's a big money-making factor for you. Amazing. For some of you have a more evergreen process. And so I want you to think, like, for example, if you use sales calls, and that's the place where the cash comes in, what's the thing that feeds the sales calls? It could be weekly client machine. It could be a monthly workshop. It could be, just think, what's the thing that I would love to be super consistent about and make sure is in my calendar from a marketing or sales point of view that's going to bring in the bucks? Can you just take a moment and give me some feedback into the chat? What's the money making for you? What's the money making for you? Yep, challenges, boot camps. Perfect, Paula. Yep. Uh-huh. Challenges again. Sales calls, webinars, and events. Okay. So sales calls are probably going to happen all the way through the year. We don't need to put like sales calls in the calendar unless they only happen on Thursdays. But your webinars and events, they probably do. Yep. Speaking. Yep. If there's a salesperson out hunting and nurturing, that's probably a pretty evergreen activity. So this may be useful for you. If that's the case and that's enough, then just call that done. If the money making for you is, what can I do that gets the salesperson the ability to reply to stuff, then maybe your weekly client machine or content, whatever happens beforehand. Yep. I don't do the calls. Webinars are automated now. Look at you, Aaron. Would a content batching day equal a moneymaker? Yes. If content batching is the thing that produces the content that gets people to raise their hands to jump in your funnel, yes, it is. Cool. Events, speaking, books, WCM. I love it. Okay, so here's the question. Hopefully, on this side down here, we've got one or two, maybe three, but probably one or two money-making activities, and how often those things should happen. Again, if your thing's evergreen, that's okay. You can just leave this blank. But how often should we run the event? Maybe we do it 3 times a year. Okay, if we do a $1 million workshop, maybe we do that 10 times next year. I just want to get the frequency out. These are like raw ingredients to make the money go better. Okay, as soon as you've got either I've decided I'm evergreen and I don't need this, or you've got the money making decided and the frequency done, type ready in the chat. To hit those numbers above, how often should that happen? Mm-hmm. Either I know what I need to do and how often, you know, a webinar once a month. Or a launch 4 times a year, whatever your thing is. Or, you know what, my stuff's all evergreen and I'm like Aaron, I don't do anything anymore. I'm not even really here. I'm an AI puppet. If that's you, then you can skip it and just go, I'm ready as well. Aaron, hashtag AI puppet. Okay. In a minute, we're going to go forwards and I need to make sure you're with me. So please. Please, if you're ready, show me some hands. Amazing. If you have any questions about this so far, please type them into the chat right now. Give you 5 seconds and then we will proceed. I think we're good. Okay, next up. Second part of the big rocks is you and your life. So we call this the Freedom Finder. And the goal is really simple. It's let's put some rhythms into our world so we've actually got some downtime, especially for you. You know, I've got 2 free days a year, people. We've got different time frames along the top. What can we do each week? You know, I'm going to take Mondays off if that's your thing. Or I'm going to make sure I have a good weekend. Or, you know, I'm going to take Saturdays off if you're working 6 days. What can we do each week? What can we do each month, each quarter, or once a year? So let me give you some examples. My weeks are Tuesday to Friday, Australia time. And so that gives me a really tasty 3-day weekend every week, which is really fun. Once a month, we've got a a week away. And then it's not for us, it's not quarterly, it's the month after the events. Typically, we'll have a month off. Oops. A month traveling. It's not as quite as neat as this, but a month traveling three times a year. And yearly, you know, yearly doesn't really apply because we've done really well in the other stuff. So I just loved you to think about what kind of time off would you like to factor in? I think like a long weekend a month at least would be great. Go up the coast or go to the mountains or staycation, whatever you want to do. A long weekend once a month. Make sure you've got some protected time on the weekends. Once a quarter, go do something fun. Once a year, take off for a few weeks. I'm just going to give you a minute right now to dream. Just in this top row, what would you like to do? You know, what kind of, what would a nice weekly or monthly or quarterly or yearly rhythm, just to make sure that you're sustainable and strong. Does that make sense? I'm going to give you 60 seconds and then we're going to compare some notes. So ready, set, go. Okay. So let's next level this thing. Now that we've got an idea of rhythm, I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes to think about where you might go and with whom. And by the way, you don't have to go somewhere. It might just be, I'm going to go and get a massage. That's a where. And with whom? You know, friends, family, boys trip, girls trip, kids, or by yourself. I'm going to give you 2 minutes just to think about how you want these things to look. Ready, set, go. So let's talk about pebbles. If the money making is about, you know, marketing and sales, you know, where we make the promise, the pebbles delivery wise are about keeping the promises that marketing and sales make. And so I just want you to think about the deliverables you've got in your programs. Yeah, voids get filled. Exactly. The deliverables you have in your program. So let me give you an example for Black Belt. We run an intensive 3 times a year. We run coaching calls every week. We run a training on Friday every week. Right? So all I want you to do is just take a moment and for your programs, go, what are my deliverables and how often do they happen? And so we can make sure that we put them into the calendar as well. Okay. So what are the deliverables? How often do they happen? Ready, set, go. Okay. Checking in, team. Are we good? Got the deliverables mapped out? If you've got multiple programs, obviously you'll do, like we would do one for clients and one for Black Belt and one for Boardroom. Yeah, a set of deliverables for each of them. If we're good, can you just give me a nod? Sweet. Okay. So we've got big rocks in, we've got pebbles. Let's fill in the gaps with some sand. And so the sand looks like this. There's some professional stuff and some personal stuff. We'll do professional first. I'm just going to play some music. I'll give you 30 or 60 seconds, 30 seconds for some boxes, more for others. First up, learning and professional development. So what are the things that you need to put in for the programs you're part of? I'm just going to start you off here, Black Belt or Boardroom. Calendar. Okay. If there's other programs that you're part of or other kind of professional development you do, pop that in. Planning days, same. If you do like planning or offsites with your team, put those in. Here in Black Belt and Boardroom, we've got planning days baked into the calendar for you already. If there's team training you do with your team, figure out what you might want to do and how often. I'm going to give you 60 seconds just to capture down anything else on the professional side of things, which we want to make sure that is in the calendar so you're not like last minute scrambling. 60 seconds, time starts now. Okay. So we've done the work side of this thing. Let's talk about personal. I'm going to give you a few minutes to think these things through. So obviously there's a category for like birthdays, personal care. If you get a massage or workouts or whatever, or if you're like my friend Chris Dufay and get a haircut every Friday morning, let's bang those in. Other family events, like maybe a family trip somewhere. Friends. Does anyone here have a hard time catching up with friends because you've got a lot going on in your life? Let me give you a hack. Got this one from Dale. Dale is the most business focused person I know. And a few years ago, a few of his old time friends were, I don't know, they felt like they didn't get to see Dale very much. And he wanted to fix it. But he didn't want to just like have randomness in his calendar because he had some big goals that he really wanted to hit. So what he did was he scheduled a quarterly friendship delivery event. My words, not his. So four times a year, he invites all of his friends to his house. A chef comes, there's entertainment for kids, and there's an afternoon where all the friends can come. They eat well, he looks after everybody, and then he feels like he's ticked the friend box for 3 months. I don't know if that's the way to do it, but it's a pretty efficient way to do it. He does the exact same thing with his, yes, and they're great. You know, big paella pan and a bouncing castle for the kids. Fun, it's good. When you travel and you want to catch up with all your friends, sometimes it's easy to just go, hey, we're going to be at this place and we're inviting a few friends, come. And then you can kind of deep dive with everyone. You don't feel guilty about missing people. What's his address? I'll tell you his address another time. It's in North Avalon. So you can do that. He does the same with his parents. It's like, hey, these are the, like, be great for you to have a day with the kids once a month or so. You know, with your grandkids, here, this is extreme. Here are the 12 dates for the year. It's very intense. Anyway, you can do that or not do that. But what do we want to do about friends? Are there some hobbies that we want to make sure are scheduled in or something else? I'm going to give you maybe 3 minutes right now to think about family stuff that goes on for you. How do we make that? If it's important, how do we get that in? Ready, set, go. Okay, so let's just time out for a second. We've been kind of working and brainstorming a little bit. And hopefully right now we've got all of the important activities for both life and work sketched out. And I'd just love to find out what's been most helpful so far. We're about to like turn this into a plan, but we've got all the ingredients ready. What's been most helpful from the process so far? So in a minute, we're going to take all of the ingredients and put them in our calendar. But I just wanted to tell you about two places you could use this that could be really helpful. So we're going to do this together, you know, you, I, and our squad here in a minute. But you could also do this with your team. Like Jason Everett on our in Boardroom does this activity with his, you know, all of his heads of department. And so they get their marketing calendar and their delivery calendar and their internal team operations calendar like synced up. Almost like, do you remember in the old days, those transparent pieces that like you'd have a paper and then transparent sheets over the top? That's old. Think about it as lights. So they all line up really nicely. When we do this internally, we've got all of our kind of deliverable stuff, but we also make sure we've got our team retreats the week before the black belt intensives and all that sort of stuff. Overhead projected pages. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So number one, you can use this with your team. Number two, would your clients like a little bit more clarity about their year? Yeah. So I'm going to strongly recommend that if you already have a yearly planning process that you use this one with your guys. And so at the end of today, we're going to give you a big fat zip file with what we're kind of able to take our logos off, all of the stuff, made all of the docs editable for both Mac and PC users, you know, for people who use PowerPoint and Word and people who use Keynote and Pages. We'll give you that. So you might want to run this session sometime next week. Is that cool? As a gift. Just say you got this from your friends, Taki and Rebecca at Black Belt, and that'd be awesome. Okay, so here's what we've got. We've got all of the ingredients, and now what we want to do is we want to put them into the calendar. But if you think about the big rocks metaphor, what do we put in first? You put in the big rocks first. We're going to put in the money-making stuff and the rejuvenation stuff. So let's just go to the calendar. What I've got here, team, is the Black Belt calendar. Boardroom, there's a calendar for you that Rebecca is going to drop a link into right now. So Boardroomers, there's just a couple of extra events that I'd love you to work from. Boardroomers, that's for you. Black Belters, ignore that. It's got our leadership days in there. In terms of days that stuff happens around here, and the reason we're going to give you one with stuff pre-filled out is so that you don't accidentally book your event on the same day as ours and then feel awkward that you promised this and you wanted to come to that. So for us next year in March, we've got a three-day workshop. Boardroomers, we're going to be doing that in Tokyo live, and Black Belters, we're going to be doing that online. In July, we're in Hawaii together, and that's going to be boss with Black Belt and Boardroom in the same room or rooms. And then in November, we've got our November event, and Boardroomers, we're going to be doing that live in California. And Black Belters, we're going to be doing that online. Okay. We've also got our 6-week planning days in the calendar. And then, so I just want to plan around those things. The other things which are important for Black Belt, you know that whatever day it is in the world for you right now, Boardroomers, I'm talking to you, Boardroomers, okay? I'm talking to you. Boardroomers, grab your pen. Use the same calendar as everybody else, the one that's already in the PDF. It's really easy. We've got a Boardroom Leadership Day. See these blue dots here where it says GP? That's on a Friday. 2 days beforehand, here, there's a Boardroom Leadership Day. That's the only thing I want you to add, okay? So Boardroomers, put those three blobs in. That's fine. Yes, Laura, exactly right. That's why we do it. Next thing I want you to know, team, is this day, each week, Fridays, particularly for Black Belt, every Australian Friday, we run these training sessions in the morning. So if you plan on being here with us on Fridays, then maybe don't put anything in at this time slot. You can still use the rest of the day. And that's for Black Belt. And for Boardroomers, Wednesday morning at this time is our day. Okay, that's Australian Wednesday. Okay. So now that I've said that, let's get to the planning. What we're going to do, team, is we're going to just create a draft calendar. This is going to be a dirty 1.0 version, so don't put any pressure on yourself. If by the end of this, we've got it sort of 80% right, we've done a good job. I want you to take the money-making activities. Let's say you wanted to run a webinar once, like a workshop or a webinar once a month. We're just going to go, hey, what day of the week do I want to do that in? And we're going to make yellow, for example, the workshop day. And so you might go, in January, I'm going to do it at the end of the month, and it's going to be on a Thursday. And then let's go for the last Thursday of the month. And you're just going to put them into your calendar so they just happen. Does that make sense? And we're just going to build around. If you have, if you decided you're going to do client delivery events, and we could do them 3 times a year, you're going to do your equivalent of these events and put them in. Start with the big stuff first, the money-making and the holidays, and then your main client fulfillment events. Pop those in. And then finally, the sand stuff, that can fit in all the gaps around. So what I'm going to do is just give you a bunch of time right now to get to work. I'm going to play some music, give you, half an hour to do this, but I'll check in 5 minutes to make sure you're okay, and then 10 minutes after that to make sure you're okay. If there's any questions, bang them into the chat. But all we're going to do is we're going to take these ingredients and just start to layer them into the calendar. And you'll pretty quickly find that, you've got two things which need to happen at the same time, and you're going to have to move some stuff apart. That's completely okay. So before we go any further, is this enough information for you to get started? We're just going to take the raw ingredients, starting with the big stuff, and layer them to the calendar and then shuffle them around until they fit. Start with the big stuff, the rocks, then the pebbles, then the sand. Into the chat, one for I've got enough to get started, two for I've got no idea what the hell we're doing. Okay, Tim, we've got lots of ones. You got some time. It's also 7:59 here, which means Ethan's meds is due in 1 minute. I'm going to go make that, and I'll check in with you in about 5 minutes' time. Ready, set, go. So if there were three actions you could take in the next week to get this, solidified, what are the next three steps? In your book, down the bottom, it's got room for takeaways, actions, communications. So let's just talk about actions. If there were three steps, what are the next three steps? In our world, the way we do it as a family is we've all got some ideas about adventures and where we want to go. So Kieran and I together decide on the dates. We've already got some of the ideas, but then we have a family meeting and we go, here's the opportunities. What's the list of where you'd like to go? And we try to tick off as many people's goals as we can in terms of trips and stuff. Okay. So you've got a sense now of how this process goes. Would it be helpful? Yes. It makes me super excited for 2023. Love that. Would it be helpful to do this with your clients? Yeah. Okay. So we've got a little thing for you. Let me do a quick update. Yeah. Okay. Before you share the link, Rebecca, let me show and tell, if that's okay. In a minute, Rebecca's going to drop a link into the chat, but not yet. Super, super good. So I just love to do a quick check-in. Best things from today. What do you love? What are you excited about? What was most useful? What are you grateful for? To hear from like two or three people real quick. Just give us a quick wave. We'll take you off mute and just do a quick wrap up. Kyla's doing this with his clients on Thursday. I love that. Elsa feels in control. Elsa, can you unmute your line?
Hello.
Hey, you're such a control freak. I love that. I'm just kidding. What was best about this for you and why?
Look at that. See, this is the first draft, all colors, and each one represents, right? And you can't see it, but I know what's happening in my business next year. Like, it's, someone said at the top of the Zoom in the chats, you don't want to feel like you're constantly creating and trying to figure out what you're going to be doing. And now I know exactly what I'm going to be doing. I know exactly when the black belt intensives are. I know exactly when when I need to be. I've mapped out already our holiday, which is in April. For me, that allows me to understand from a snapshot point of view, business-wise, resources in terms of my time, in terms of my team time, and if I need additional resources, this is like going another level. This is what's going to take me to another belt. Do you understand?
Yes, I do understand. We're on the same page here. amazing. Team, I'm super grateful for the time we've spent together. Very excited. Team, appreciate you heaps. Thank you so, so much. Big love. Grateful for you. Let's make next year amazing. We'll see you next week for Christmas party and then have an amazing break. Big love. Talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.